Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball, joined by one of the outstanding young hitters in Major League Baseball, Jeff McNeil. Jeff, nice to have you.
Thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me.
What do you think of, I call it AT&T Park, Oracle Park. Have you seen it before? And if not, what do you think of it?
I was actually here last year. I was also here in, I believe it was 2011 for we had a college tournament here, so that's I think the first big league park I've ever played in. So, it's pretty cool. It hasn't changed much, but it's one of my favorite parks.
Well, let's go back a little bit in your background. As I said, one of the better young hitters in baseball today, but that's now. But everybody comes from someplace. And you grew up in Southern California, Long Beach State for you. You're a golfer. You have all sorts of basketball. You're a heck of an athlete. Your brother was a professional as well. Take us back in your beginning of baseball. Well, how did it all happen for you?
I got started in Little League like every kid. And, I fell in love with the game. And, when I got to high school, I basically had to choose one or the other, baseball or golf, and ended up choosing golf. I wanted to be a professional golfer, and then, just didn't really work out for me, and then, started kind of playing baseball again my senior year, so, played really well and got the opportunity to play at Long Beach State and, did well there and, got the opportunity to play pro and, made the most of it.
Well, the golf part is interesting. How did you pick that up? And you've been in tournaments, significant junior tournaments.
Yeah, I've been playing golf since I was, 3-4 years old. And, just went to the, grew up on a little par three 9-hole course. So, played a lot of golf. And, I love being golf and baseball, my two sports. And, it just kind of sucked when I got to high school, I had to choose one or the other, ended up playing golf because our golf team was so good at Napoleon High School. But, yeah, played in some big tournaments and, all over the United States. But, baseball ended up being my thing.
I like it. All right, good story from Jeff McNeil. And the thing I was thinking about, ballplayers love to play golf. Do you let them know how good you are? Or do you say, let's play a round of golf?
Everyone knows. Yeah, I've been in the organization for too long for these guys not to know. So, the word's starting to get around, the major leagues, too. Like, don't play this guy. Don't play this guy in golf. We'll take your money. So, guys are getting smart.
Is there a connection between golf and baseball that you see in the two sports?
I think just the hand-eye coordination. Hitting a golf ball's tough and, so small. And I think that kind of helped me, especially playing both at such an early age. I think it helped me. Develop kind of my swing at the plate today. I don't swing and miss much. I think there's just definitely the swings are pretty similar. One's just on a flat plane, one's kind of under you. There's not a whole lot of difference. Obviously you got a 95 mile an hour fastball, but you can hit it anywhere. Golf is, the ball's not moving, but you got to hit it in a 4-inch hole. So, they both have their challenges.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. The golf ball isn't moving, it's easier to hit, but where's it going to go?
Yeah.
That's the issue. All right, who is your favorite golfer? Who is your favorite golfer?
Still a big Tiger Woods fan. Yeah. I used to, every Sunday I used to sit down in front of the TV and watch Tiger, win a golf tournament or be in contention. So, just loved watching him play and. See everything he's gone through and, to make the kind of comeback he has, that's pretty cool to see.
All right, Jeff McNeil with us. We're going to talk some baseball now. Long Beach State, obviously a good school. We have so many, Evan Longoria out of Long Beach State, Tulowitzki out of there, the Dirtbags, we know them. How did you get there and what was your college career like?
Got there by way of, I was committed to Cal State Northridge. Was going to play there, and then about 2 months before, in the summer, the coach ends up leaving for Northridge. So I decommitted from Northridge, and Long Beach was one of the schools that was interested in me, and they picked me up, signed me, and, my college career was awesome. I think I learned to play baseball the right way, the dirtbag way.
Yeah.
And actually got to play with Matt Duffy, who was a Giant. He was a shortstop. I was a second baseman, and I just enjoyed my college career, and wouldn't change anything.
Boy, did you ever get to meet Skeeter?
Don't know who that.
Oh, the cat. That was Matt Duffy.
Oh,
come on,
the cat. Never met him. I know he's big. Big fat orange cat. I'm kind of a cat guy too. I got a 21 year old cat at home right now.
Really?
Yeah, he's down in San Luis Obispo area hanging out with my brother.
Okay.
He's watching him, so I got him in the offseason to go home, too.
All right. That was Matt Duffy. We had fun with Skeeter when he was out. I love Matt Duffy. And down in Tampa Bay, still rehabbing, and the legs have been a problem for him. All right, but you're a hell of a hitter. And, you know, we talk about Wade Boggs. I talk about Rod Carew, the way he used to be able to put the ball where he wanted to put it. You're that kind of hitter. How did all that come about?
You know, I think it's just, you know, I think from Little League, you know, just I was always the hitter I've been. I was always kind of the smallest guy on the field, so I, you know, I never really had a bunch of power. So, you know, I had to learn to hit, like truly hit, and, you know, kind of place the ball where I want and see. I mean, it didn't really get to pro ball. You know, they start shifting you. It's okay, now I'm going to start going the other way. And, you know, if a team shifts me, I'm going to, you know, try to beat the shift. And, you know, it's just kind of been something I've done my whole life.
Good. How's playing in New York? What is that like?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you know, huge city, you know, great fans. I mean, not walking on the street yet, you know, so I kind of have my own privacy, which is nice. But, you know, I enjoy it. And, you know, I come from a real small town, so kind of the big city life is a little bit of adjustment. But, you know, learning to like it.
All right, so what's the biggest challenge for you? As I said, Jeff McNeil with us, fans who just joined us, one of the top young hitters I meet it in baseball. What's the biggest challenge for you? You're still young, only second year, really, in the big leagues, and you came out of, I don't want to say nowhere, but, boy, you jumped in the scene last year, and you picked it up still this year. So what's the biggest challenge?
You know, I think it's just kind of enjoying the grind. I think it's the season's so long, and, you know, like you said, I kind of jumped on the scene. I missed, like, the last 2 years before I got called up, I missed with injuries. So, you know, just kind of trying to keep my body healthy and, you know, stay on the field and, you know, just keep grinding every single day and, you know, just, yeah, do everything you can to stay healthy.
What kind of second baseman are you? Of course, the rules are a little different now. You don't have to worry about getting knocked into left field. But how do you play defense?
You know, I think I'm a pretty good defender. You know, I played a lot of second base last year. And then with the acquisition of Robbie Cano, it kind of moved me out. So I think I played a little bit third when Frazier wasn't here in the beginning of the year. And then, you know, moving to the outfield, which I feel totally comfortable with. I mean, I've played a lot of college outfield, so it's nothing new to me. But, you know, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, well, now the outfield, you don't get to bring your bat out there, do you?
No. Just make some catches.
All right. Well, it's great to have you on the show. And, you know, just in general baseball itself, you're one of the young players. How old are you still?
27.
Yeah, all right. So you're still, you're not 30 yet. So you're still in that range of young players. Baseball is going young. And you've put in your time. What do you think when you see all the, look at Peter Alonso and guys who just come up and boom.
Yeah. You know, got lucky enough to play with Pete the last couple of years, and, you know, he's a tremendous player, but, yeah, young player. And, you know, that was actually the one thing, you know, when I went to the All-Star game, it was so many young faces, like so many young guys. I think they said it was the youngest All-Star game they've ever had, like in age. So it's really cool to see guys come up at such a kind of young age and then produce. You know, they're getting the opportunity to play every single day, and they're making the most of it.
Yeah, best part of the All-Star game for you?
I think it was watching Pete in the Home Run Derby. Yeah. That was really cool. That was so much fun, and, you know, he put on a show for everyone, and, you know, just super happy for him.
Yeah. Well, he and I are University of Florida.
Okay. So. All right, Gators. Yeah, he'll let you know he's a Gator, so...
Well, great to have you on the show. I know the fans are really happy to hear your voice, and we're looking forward to seeing you play. And congratulations. You know, you're a young guy who can hit. I like it. And then the shift doesn't bother him. That's the best part.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Very good. All right, that's Jeff McNeil. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.